day, you beautiful people. From here on Blow the Whistle, wow, here with you.
You gotta wonder if he's gonna walk into his apartment today and look at his old lady if you'd say that like that.
Hope day!
Hope day!
I could totally see you saying that.
You got time
that.
Before work?
She's gonna look at you like you're nuts.
Kidney stone and all. Hey, she actually passed it.
Oh, that poor girl. Yeah,
she finally passed. She said it wasn't that bad.
Did she hear the tink or the ploop?
The tink.
Oh, that's the worst.
She heard the tink.
Mine was...
All right, listen, I'm going to put her on this. She has it in a plastic bag right now. She's saving it.
Okay. Some people do.
Well, yeah. She still has the bolts from her foot surgeries, so she's going to put it along... Yeah, she's got like a robotic... Not actually.
A robotic foot.
I always say
a robotic foot.
Half of it's metal.
She is AI. I knew it.
Mr. Foot.
Tyler built her. I knew it.
The truth comes out.
I'll tell you this much, yep. And I'm being very serious when I say this.
Oh, no.
I had a sand grain-sized kidney stone.
Uh-huh.
And it laid me up for 2 days.
She's actually doing a lot better.
They're rough.
Man. 2 days.
This thing was about that big. Yeah, you can't see it.
No, mine was legit the size of a grain of sand.
Oh yeah,
and
that
it
was
laid me up for a couple days.
Yeah,
she said it more just felt weird when she passed it.
It feels like you're getting stabbed in the kidney.
Yeah, it's
working
painful.
Its way.
Her pain was
her
pain was bad. That's why I still made.
Well, you got to look at it in the positive aspect though. It's great training for when she's giving birth to that big headed baby you're gonna have.
That's for sure. Her mom even told her like.
I'm not gonna lie, man.
Her mom told her.
I felt bad for both my ex-wives. Yeah, I knew my kids were gonna be melon heads.
Oh no, we got some big noggins on the beater boss side.
Yeah.
Not a lot of
They're
brain
butter
in
balls.
It. Butter noggins.
Butter noggins.
All right, we're gonna answer you guys'
butter
questions.
Nugs.
Here's a butter noogie. That sounds like a tasty dessert.
Oh, geez.
A butter noogie. Anyways, we're finishing off the show, answering your guys' questions.
Market.
What, butter noogie?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be my NIL deal.
Nougat with a chocolate cover. Oh, no, wait, that's the Three Musketeers. Never mind.
Close enough.
Yeah, but we could be better than
yeah,
the Three
but
Musketeers.
You
Three Musketeers are a little bit overrated.
Wait.
People are going to love it.
A butter noog, chocolate,
uh-huh.
Nougat,
peanuts,
caramel on the inside.
A butter nougat.
That sounds good.
Butter nougat.
Why wouldn't we just call it a butter ball, though?
Butter ball? I mean, if we shape them in balls.
I'm sure that's already a thing.
As they explode in your mouth. You want to get to the questions? Because this is going to...
We can keep going with this if you want
this
to.
This is
going to
go downhill very, very quickly.
So, in this segment, we're going to be answering all you guys' questions to wrap up the show. If you guys still want to shoot more questions, shoot them up on our Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch.tv/SportsTownShy or tweet them out. Insta them
You didn't
out.
Do your hello to Twitch
Facebook
today.
Them out.
They're probably
yeah,
mad
I did.
At you. No, you
I
didn't.
I said, yeah. I started the show off saying,
no.
Welcome to Twitch. Like,
no.
Yes, I did.
You know what you did?
We're going to go back and listen.
No. I'm not saying you didn't mention Twitch when we first came on.
What do you mean?
You didn't do your hello.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. You stopped.
You usually wave at the camera.
You stopped. Yeah, you usually stopped.
Oh, my God, you're right.
You didn't say hello to them.
Hello, Twitch. Man, now I feel bad. That's like, that's been my thing.
They feel like a neglected child now.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
You see what you've done.
All of our viewers and listeners on Twitch. It is my thing. I usually do, hello. All right, anyways, let's just get to the quick questions. Andrew,
all right,
question us.
So these are questions for everybody to know when... The TV show will eventually come back. All right. I don't want to hear any more of it. We're going to get it back. But when we were doing the TV stuff, we were getting obviously a lot of questions and stuff.
Sure, we will.
We're working on it.
I might be in Pittsburgh by then. So.
Well, yeah. I'm working on it. So, but yeah, we've gotten questions for Blow the Whistle through X-Bomb Sports and all that stuff to the Blow the Whistle crew. So I saved a couple of these. And, well, I saved most of them, the ones that were nice.
I like the mean ones. I like going at the mean ones.
Yeah, the mean ones are good, but some of them you just
I call you a racist.
I'd rather be a racist than have a racist haircut, though.
I don't know about that.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right, so this comes from Ashton. Ashton is from Chicago.
What's up, Ashton?
Ashton.
I love like you act like they're on the phone. What's up, Ashton?
Well, no, I'm just shouting them out.
Yeah. Just yeah, you know, it's
that's
fine.
Fantastic.
You know. Ashton asked us this question quite a ways back, but
okay. I'll answer it still.
It was a Mount Rushmore question. We were kind of doing the Mount Rushmore okay. stuff. He said, what is your Mount Rushmore for the biggest bus in sports history? He said, ooh. It's not just, he said, if you want to do, he says, if you want to do one sport, that's fine. If that's where your focus is, but in all of sports, what do you think it is? I know this is kind of like a thinker a little bit, but
no, it's not.
Are we unless, doing, unless you know right
throw,
off the bat.
Can we throw multiple sports in it?
Yeah, well, that's what he said. All in right. all of sports, he's like, you, if you want to do one sport, that's fine. But he said, in all of sports, that's what he was. Mm. He said he was arguing with his brother about this.
Okay, so.
He was watching our show at some point.
I'm going to do one from each of my favorite four sports.
Okay. Can do that.
Football. I'm going to go Ryan Leaf.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Josh Daniels. Or. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Josh Daniels.
Played for the Cubs, or got drafted by the Cubs. Horrible, horrible drug problem. I can't remember his name right now.
Josh
Daniels. What year?
Are you sure you're not thinking of Josh Hamilton?
There you go.
Yeah, Josh Hamilton. Josh yes. Hamilton. Josh okay. Hamilton.
He was supposed to be the next great. Okay. Great okay. phenom.
He had like one season, I think, yeah. with the Rangers, I think it was, right?
Yeah. Where okay. he was an yeah, all-star.
Where they went to the World Series. Won, they went to
won
the
home
Series,
run derby.
And that was the one where David Freese hits the home run to tie the game up, right? Or win it or something like that.
Yeah, Josh Hamilton for me is probably my biggest baseball bust.
Okay.
Okay.
Basketball's Greg Odom. Without a shadow. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay. All right.
That's a good one.
And then golf, David Duval.
Okay. I've heard that name before.
He was probably the greatest player mid-90s. He was ranked number one for a while.
Okay.
And then just dropped off the face of the earth.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, he's playing in the Open because that's the major tournament he won. He's playing in the Open this weekend.
Yeah.
He has as good of odds as John Daly.
Oh, I just, yeah, I looked at it. Yeah, he was right at the bottom with John Daly, and I was like, plus 150,000 for them to win it all. So
I got it for plus 3,000. Thank you very much.
Cha-ching.
$2 wins me $6,000. Let's go, John.
Let's see. For me, this is a tough one. So I'm going to throw a football one out there.
Okay.
I'm going to put Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay.
I've got a better one, and he's from your organization.
Who?
Zeke actually put up numbers.
Yeah, but...
Curtis Enos.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a trip.
You're welcome.
That's a good one.
You're all welcome. Right.
I'll still put Zeke in there.
Do you know how excited I was that he went to the Bears? I was like, wow, I can actually root for somebody.
He was a stud at Penn State, man.
Oh, he had such an ego, though. It was horrible.
Yeah, I remember hearing a lot of people were like, yeah, he's a loudmouth in the locker room.
He's a basket case.
Andrew, you'll like this one.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to throw Ben Simmons in there.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, man, let's see. Who else? I don't want to say Johnny Manziel because I think, and we all kind of knew he wasn't going to be that good.
I think if he had gotten into the right situation.
Skip Bayless.
I think if he had gotten into the right situation, he would have done a lot better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was like a top five pick.
I will say if he played in today's NFL, he may have found success.
Yeah.
That's the problem,
I wouldn't
though,
say
is that
him.
He came in like, a little too early, and he went to a terrible organization.
I mean, if I were you, I personally would stick with just
those two.
No, Chicago-based teams.
Chicago-based team.
Yeah, because that's what you know.
Yeah, and no, I know it more.
You're trying to go national with. I'm like, dude,
you know,
just stick to
like
Chicago.
Said, he didn't. You don't have to. You can stick to one sport if you want to.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think of like. There's so many I could think of.
Mitch Trubisky.
That's a no-brainer.
That's a good one.
Yeah, no, that would definitely be one. And I'm trying to think one for the Bulls too. I mean, more recent one. I had to go Andrew Valentin. Not
Andrew Valentin. You're right. I definitely would have been on the biggest bus in Chicago Pool today. I'm sorry. I'm 5'9". I'm well over 250.
I'm sorry.
And I can't dribble worth a damn, so you're right.
Denzel Valentin.
You're absolutely right.
Summer League MVP, Summer League champion.
Was fantastic.
I'm sorry. I have the Valentin
in my head.
I know. Last names are fairly similar. I get it.
Awesome.
Sorry. That was not you.
Not
buddy.
Only that,
not
but Denzel
you.
Is also like a local legend here in Illinois. Like, that was double disappointing.
That
on
was
him.
Hugely disappointing.
Yeah. God. That's a good one.
What about you?
I'm definitely on the biggest bust for Chicago Bulls. Yes, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I can't shoot for anything.
That is so good.
So funny. Okay. Football. If I'm going to do like the top four sports, I'll even include hockey in it because I got a little bit of hockey with it. Yeah, I know. Our man isn't here.
I mean, I love hockey. Go Penguins.
It's a taut. That's like every average hockey fan. You're correct. It's a toss-up.
Do you really believe that?
Like, no, I don't.
The most vanilla hockey fans are like, go Penguins.
He's got that one little like thing that you find in like.
Are you a hockey fan? Sure. I love Sidney Crosby.
He gets that one. He gets like the newsletter from the Penguins or whatever, and it's kind of like, go Penguins on it. And he just like sticks it up on his wall like, I root for them. What's up? And
I love the Penguins.
Do you go into any games? And like, games.
I used to love the Flyers, man.
That's a good team to root for.
Ron Hextall days. Oh.
I mean, even not too recently when they were going
Ron
to
Ron Hextall days.
Claude Giroux, I was a big fan of his. I thought he was fantastic for them when they were going to the Stanley. Well, and then they got Pronger too, and that man was always a beast.
Okay.
And that's how you become a hockey fan, folks. That's how you fake being a hockey fan. Just find a couple of names and just throw them out there. Sure. And everyone's like, wow, he's a big hockey fan. Yeah, Taze, Kane, cool.
Yeah.
Hockey. Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
Sing that in any bar, you will instantly get cred.
I know, right?
Even if you don't know sports. All right. I'm going to say Jamarcus Russell. I was going to say Akili Smith.
I was going to say Akili Smith.
I mean,
there's two on that on that Bengals team that you could go with.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Akili Smith was one. Was
Kajana Carter.
Kajana Carter, yeah. Okay, but in fairness, Kajana got hurt.
Sorry. Do you want to go down the list of Penn State running backs that have been busts in the...
Let's not do that. We'll be here forever.
No.
Until Larry Johnson.
There's three.
Can I add?
There's three.
Can I throw one out there? Because it just came to my mind. Who's what I was thinking? Biggest Bears bust, Kevin White.
Ooh, that's good.
A good one.
Just thought about that.
That's a good one.
That was bad.
Yeah. He has not. I don't think he ever caught a touchdown pass, did he?
No, he didn't.
Never caught a touchdown pass. It was between him and Akili Smith. I also had Charles Rogers possibly there, too, because, man, everybody hyped. They hyped him up way too much. That guy was supposed to be an all-pro wide receiver. Never did anything. In the NBA. I know people are going to say that I'm going to say Ben Simmons. I'm actually not, because I'm going to say Anthony Bennett.
Ooh.
Anthony.
Because
here's the thing. I'll at least give Greg Oden something. He played a handful of games. And he
was in the finals.
And the Portland.
Till his legs fell off.
And the Portland Trailblazers, when it was him, Brandon Roy, and LaMarcus Aldridge, they had like 50 wins together.
You know who I heard is still playing, and it blew my mind? Mm-hmm. When they were talking about the Beal trade. And they were going to get Rudy Gay back, and I was like,
"Oh yeah,
what?
Oh, yeah.
He's still around.
Rudy's still playing.
Still going, baby.
He's not. He's not.
He's one of the like, whoa.
He's one of the top five oldest players in the league right now because he can still hit the three.
Oh wait,
he can still hit the three.
Is he considered the first? Because LeBron came out saying that he was the second. He found out he was the second oldest player.
Yeah, the oldest is Andre Iguodala. No, yeah, 39
Iggy,
years old.
Yeah.
Iggy's still playing.
Iggy's 39. Still active
Iggy's
in the
still
NBA.
Playing.
Oh my god.
Iggy's with
I couldn't remember
Thunder?
If it was.
No, he's not signed by anybody.
He was with Memphis.
He was with Memphis for a short time, but then
he
they traded him.
How old is Haslam?
Haslam was
40.
Is Haslam?
Oh, he's the oldest.
No one's asking
well,
from
no.
the peanut gallery,
no, no, no.
Rob.
Haslam was the oldest player, but now currently, because Haslam retired, remember.
It's
he's not playing anymore, so now it's Iguodala.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why he's still active. I don't know why either. But
because he loves the game.
Yeah. I'll say Anthony Bennett.
That's a good one.
It was either going to be Hasheem Thabeet or Kwame Brown is another one.
And
I was
going to.
I was also going to throw Jay Williams in there too.
Screw you.
But he got hurt. He got hurt. That's why I don't say Kajana Carter, because he got hurt on that very first play or whatever it was for the Bengals.
And kept blowing his knee out.
Yeah, that was the problem. He kept getting hurt.
Yep, you're right.
So
Andre Iguodala.
I'm interested to hear your baseball.
My baseball one, I had to do some thinking on this. It's a toss-up. It's either Greg Reynolds, who was drafted by the Colorado Rockies in 06, and he just completely... I'm going to go Matt Bush, though.
Ooh.
Because Matt... Anybody who knows baseball, he was like... If I'm not mistaken, I think they were talking about him like the next Ken Griffey Jr. Like, he had the perfect swing, he had the glove, the speed, he had all of that. And the Padres took him, and boy, did he fizzle. I mean, he couldn't hit anything.
Here's one.
Struggled like crazy.
Here's one in baseball. Tell me if I'm...
Hmm.
Mark Pryor.
That's a tough one. I think it's a disappointment, not a bust.
Okay.
Because he did have some... He had some critical years. His problem, again, was he kept... falling apart. That injury just kept hitting him.
All right, you said you had a hockey one. I'm interested to hear this hockey one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
If we're probably not going to know who the hell it is.
Probably not.
So,
Jean Le Bardou. Bienvenue.
I'm all right. So when it comes to hockey, there's a plethora of guys that I think have been like big time busts and everything. And cause you never hear about them, right? You're never going to know about them. Cause hockey's kind of on the down low situation.
Well, it's not just that, but like, unless they're a phenom, like Bedard
or Connor McDavid or any of those guys. The one I'm going to go with, and not a lot of people are going to know this, cause this was back in the day.
I'm telling you,
I looked this up.
Jean-Pierre.
It's not Jean-Pierre.
His
name was AJ Thielen. T-H-E-L-E-N. AJ Thielen. He was drafted by the Minnesota Wild in 2004.
AJ Fries.
Yeah.
What?
Squares pages.
This was a giant disaster because Minnesota traded up to get that pick. They traded actually a couple of all-stars to get this guy, and he didn't do anything. He only played 10 games. That's it.
Here's the important part. Did he ever play in Saskatoon?
No, he did not.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
I mean, there's a long list. Unfortunately, I've seen the list of like the biggest NHL busts and stuff. Actually, Kyle Beach was one of them. So, which I hate saying because.
Son of a beach.
Yeah, I know.
Son of a beach.
I hate saying that because but he didn't really pan out. But now, obviously, we also know a story about why.
Why?
So,
kinda, yeah.
And that's my biggest bust right there for you. So, right. In the top four sports.
We got like 15 minutes.
We got 15 minutes.
We got 13 minutes left. Let's rattle off some more of these.
Okay. Some more questions.
All right.
Quick fire.
All right. Relax.
Rapid fire.
This comes from Brian. Brian's from Indianapolis.
What up, Indy?
What's up, Brian?
Brian asked us, this is just a random one. He said, if you guys could pick your favorite dinner to have for the rest of your life, what would be the ultimate dinner that you would have forever?
Oh, that's simple. It's easy.
Cool.
Fat kid likes himself some lasagna with breadsticks.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with lasagna.
Extra sauce on the lasagna.
Okay.
I would have to go similar to that, like spaghetti and meatballs. I can eat pasta all day, every day, with some garlic bread, a nice salad.
No salad. What?
You need salad.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. I want salad.
Listen.
This is my meal, not yours, David.
let us be real
honest.
What
the hell?
And I will
I
say
a salad.
I will say this to a Caesar salad. I heard a bit on Caesar salads by a comedian, and I can never hear Caesar salad without thinking about the bit now. But it, for me,
yeah.
you sit there and you say, you know, I love me some pasta, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, to me, getting a Caesar salad or a salad with pasta
uh-huh.
is like going to McDonald's and getting a double quarter pounder with cheese, large size value meal, and then going, I take that with a Diet Coke.
I'm not here to watch my figure. I just like salad.
I mean, he didn't put any stipulations on, like, you can not gain weight or anything.
I love that it's a Caesar salad, too.
That's Italian.
Because after, after a while, no. What you do is you get the creamy Italian or the creamy garlic dressing.
Oh, yeah, that's always good.
The creamy garlic
stuff's good.
Creamy garlic.
I finally turned on to that. That's so good.
Yeah.
I would have to go
and
with
healthy.
That. Oh, man, I want spaghetti meatballs tonight.
Garlic helps the heart.
It does.
That's why I don't have any heart issues is because I eat a lot of garlic.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have one of those, like, giant jars kind of thing.
Let me guess. Enchiladas?
Wow. Can you believe this, man? He just jumps right to
the
Hispanic.
He did say he'd rather be racist than have a racist haircut.
That's not racist. That's stereotypical.
First off, all right, here's my Rob Brown moment.
Stereotyping.
Enchiladas are fine, but I think they're a little overrated.
I'm profiling.
There's a difference.
This bastard's going to get us canceled.
It's just for everybody on Twitch who's listening. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
No, it's a joke.
It's on the same level.
I have a black friend. Come on.
We're gonna get canceled. No, we're not.
We were talking
about this before. I've been on the train where I've been with a person who's like, listen, I'm not a racist. I'm actually a bigot, but. And I'm like, oh, that helps, dude.
I love that. Yeah, I'm not racist, but.
No, I don't even ask me. What's the definition? I don't know what the difference is on that. Don't ask me. He just told me that. By the way, we were just chilling on the train, going to a stop, and he just says it to my face, and I'm like,
I like your shirt.
Exactly. Exactly. No, it was that kind of
thing. I wish I was your shirt, is what he says.
Oh, I wish I was your shirt.
I wish I was your shirt. Whatever that means.
He just wants to wear you.
He wants to koala wrap me.
I wouldn't go down that road anymore. No.
He just got Buffalo Bill.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
You didn't realize it, but you got Buffalo Bill while you were taking that dog for a while.
You look delicious.
I'm scared. Sorry.
This has gone way off.
Oh, I knew it was going.
Baby back ribs, baby.
Really?
Yeah, I love me barbecue baby back ribs.
All right, hot take.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're gonna say.
Hate ribs.
Yeah. Really?
Cannot stand.
Is there a reason why? Or is
not
it
enough
just...
meat for me?
Okay, that's fine.
See, God, not just like I'm, my, it, just it, like my dad. My dad's the same way.
See, I understand. My dad, I'm not hated, gonna complain with
my,
it. I get
my
it.
Dad hated ribs. My dad hated any food that you had to pick up with your hands. He was so weird.
That's why I love it though. Is that I can just pick it up. And
but it was because
bone.
His dad would like. Smack his hands.
Oh yeah!
If he ever tried to pick up food with his hands, so like he had PTSD, so he wouldn't eat food.
I understand.
Like, I watched this dude for the longest time eat pizza with a knife and a fork, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You are embarrassing us in Pizza Hut. Why? God rest your soul. I love you, pops.
I will say, eat pizza with a fork and knife is.
I've eaten ribs with a fork and knife before too. It's not impossible.
I can do it where
you can pull the bone out.
I can do boneless ribs.
Yeah. You know
boneless ribs to me can be very, very good.
Last week, I just made a bunch where you can like pull the bone out and everything.
See, I like
it was
boneless.
Perfect.
You say boneless ribs or wings?
Ribs.
Oh.
Ribs. Yeah. I can do boneless wings too.
I can do boneless wings, but boneless wings to me are chicken nuggets.
Thank you.
More or less.
They're basically chicken nuggets. Don't call it a wing.
I have a preference, right? Like when I'm at home, give me the on the bone all day. When I'm out, I'll take wingless because I don't want to, especially if I'm out on like a date,
although,
I don't want to get that sauce all over
Tuesdays
me.
Tuesdays you get traditional at B-dubs.
That's it.
Thursdays you get the boneless. That's acceptable.
I will say this.
Yeah.
For anyone who loves Papa John's, get yourself some of them chicken bites.
Yeah.
Are they good?
They good.
Blew my mind.
I'm not a big pop-up fan, but
they get saucy with
it. I've been on a Domino's kick lately.
Give us another one.
Okay.
Yeah,
one more.
We got time. Yeah, we rapid fired that one. We got that one out in like 3 minutes.
You yelled at me about my salad.
That was great though.
What the hell?
Listen, man, I like a
salad.
It's
on the side.
I'm not going to lie.
That's like going, I don't want fluff or nutter.
We just went across the street like a couple months ago and got salads.
I'm still eating healthy.
And you still talking about just salads. The restaurant, just salad. You like it.
Yeah.
Why just don't go to the Olive Garden because it's not a salad. That's plastic food.
Yeah, that's
You know what, though?
That's the American Sometimes. Italian.
I know.
When you create your own, though.
That's the thing, yeah.
It gets a little boppy.
I will say their breadsticks are bomb.
Their Alfredo sauce is pretty bad.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Because I had their chicken marsala, whatever it was. Ooh. And it did, it wasn't, like, the chicken was rubbery kind of.
Well, yeah. The
sauce was so
wrong. They overcook everything.
Yeah. That's why I love Maggiano's. Maggiano's is good.
God. I'm hungry now.
I'm starving. I'm going to grab a
snack. Yeah. I'm going to go home and make myself a chicken sandwich.
I need to make it. I'm going to. You want to come downstairs and grab a snack when we leave?
I think it's closed, actually.
Are you kidding? Yeah, they're having a special meeting down there. Yeah. I might stop and get some marinara and some mozzarella or provolone and make me some.
I just remembered. I got pulled pork at home.
Oh.
Shoot.
Ooh.
Okay, let's go.
I gotta go.
Let's go.
Yeah, okay.
You're making me hungry.
I'm sorry. All
right, let's get question. Two more in.
Thank you for the questions, by the way. We appreciate it. If you guys are watching, we want to keep it coming, guys. We want to see more of this. So this comes from Gregory. Gregory.
Hi, Greg.
Gregory is actually from New York City.
Awesome. New York City.
Yeah, he's a fan of ours from New York City.
Big timer. How much is your rent? Sorry, that's personal.
Probably a lot. He's actually from the Bronx themselves.
Nice.
The Bronx.
Nice.
So,
oh, yeah, it's expensive.
He actually asked us a Yankees question.
Okay.
He said, for your guys' perspective on the Yankees, he said, who's your favorite Yankee of all time if you have one? I'm sorry. He says, by the way, before he's like, I'm sorry I'm asking this if you hate the Yankees. But he says, who is your favorite Yankee of all time and who's your least favorite Yankee of all time? He said his was Aaron Judge right now is his favorite of all time. He's kind of a younger baseball fan. He said he's about his mid-20s or so. He said his least favorite baseball Yankee of all time was, hold on, he began on a soliloquy here. It was, Andy Pettit. Wow. You might have caught Andy Pettit at the end, though, where it wasn't really all that great. So.
I'm going to go old school with this.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm torn.
Mm-hmm.
It's between Don Mattingly and Paul O'Neill.
Ooh, okay.
You like that poll?
I like that, yeah.
You like that poll?
People don't forget Paul O'Neill, man.
And then for my least favorite, Don Zimmer.
Okay. Ooh, that's a good one.
I could not stand that dude.
That's a good one.
And I, no offense, but I laughed when Pedro threw him to the ground.
I mean, that was a good moment.
For my favorite, I don't like the Yankees at all, but this is a loophole. Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah,
technically,
there you go.
I can pull that off.
Yeah.
Favorite Yankee.
By association.
Least favorite Yankee?
All of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a specific, so I can't really give a specific. I know.
Just the Yankees in general.
I don't like the Yankees.
You can say George Steinbrenner. A lot of people did not like him.
Yeah, let's go with him.
Counts as a Yankee, I would say, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
What are you looking at? What are you making that face for? I just don't like the
Yankees. I'm just thinking of another one of my favorites.
My favorite Yankee, it actually wasn't Derek Jeter. I like Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
Mariano Rivera was maybe my favorite Yankee of all time. Because I was a closer, and I loved watching him pitch as a closer because that man knew how to take everyone down. My least favorite has got to be A-Rod. If we're talking a player, it's got to be Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Just,
I could put it.
Like, there. What? He had a couple of decent seasons with them when he finally came in. They won one World Series, and that was it.
I'm going to add to my fave list. Mm-hmm. I've got three.
Okay.
Okay.
Don Mattingly.
Okay.
Paul O'Neill.
Yeah.
Billy Martin.
Hey, okay. I love me some Billy Martin. Yeah.
All right, next question.
I would throw in Reggie Jackson as one of my favorite Yankees, too. Love Reggie Jackson.
Not a Reggie Jackson fan.
You're not?
No.
No? Not even from the A's days?
No.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
I found him irritable.
I just watched the documentary on Amazon Prime. It's pretty good. He's still in baseball. I had no idea. He was still doing it.
Because no one cares.
Yeah. Interesting story, though, I will say. By the way,
no one's going to care about Johnny Bench.
If you have Paramount Plus, go watch the Wilt Chamberlain documentary. It's amazing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this
Do they
one,
interview all 10,000 women?
No, they don't.
Damn.
I'll go watch it.
Series would be interviews.
Be fantastic.
The Chamberlain harem.
I believe it was.
He was 7-1. All right, let me find here. Okay, here's one. This is Connor.
Hey, Connor.
Hi, Connor.
What? I love the guy. Hi, Connor.
Hi, Connor.
It's just the hi. Connor's from Iowa City.
Sorry.
And
sorry, Connor.
He's a huge Iowa fan.
Sorry.
You better watch your mouth.
One of the best traditions in all of college football, but.
Oh, yeah.
Bleh. Yeah. So he asked a pretty basic question. This was back when we were talking about how bad Iowa was doing the show and stuff.
Si, senor. Yes.
He said, is there any way that Iowa is potentially going to change for the better for this next season? Now, this was before they got Cade McNamara and everything. But this was before then. He said, do you think they need to fire Kurt Ferentz? What can save my college football team? Please help me. I'm losing my mind.
Oh, Pat Fitzgerald.
No, Jesus. with as much issues as Iowa's had with discrimination. No. I will say this. There's still one thing that Iowa can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fire Kurt Ferentz. It's fire Kirk Francis' son.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this the other day.
We did.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I agree with that. Yeah, his son needs to go. This whole
unanimous.
This whole
thing. Unanimous decision.
Yeah, we already said this, but this whole thing where it's like this coaches are hiring their sons to help work. I get it. Your son's been in the room learning, but.
I don't blame Belichick, because if he didn't hire his son, he'd be on the street begging for change.
He still might be.
Yeah, that's true.
He might still. No one's recognized as Belichick's son. Dad, he just looks like another homeless guy.
Dad didn't give me my allowance.
Belichick still might be out of a job, too.
Holmes for the poor.
Imagine he's just like, spare change.
Yeah, man, trust. Don't worry about it, because Iowa's going to probably be better this year.
They're going to win the West.
I don't know about that, but.
They're going to win the West.
They will be better than they were last year, so just.
Shut it.
You even told me to have some faith that they're going to win the West.
You can have faith in your team. Absolutely. They're not going to do it, but you can have faith in them.
We'll see. Matt,
they're going to be better.
They will rule.
No, don't.
On that note, unless do we have another question? Do you want to fit another one?
I mean, we've got a couple. We got a bunch of questions here.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. We'll save those for
this
another.
That's true.
Thank you, everybody who sent in the questions. Again, appreciate it. I know some of these are like months passed from when you guys sent them in, but
we'll still answer them.
We'll still answer them.
You guys
hopefully.
Who do you think is going to win the World Series? What?
Go White Sox.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Those are some of the ones I had to eliminate. They're like, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? The Chiefs? And I hate to tell you this, buddy.
I hate to tell you.
Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly. I think a lot of us.
We're just the radio show that's too far behind. We get the news late.
But yeah, no, what Andrew was saying, you guys.
Welcome to Sassatoon News.
You could Twitch the answers while we're live. You can email them to us, Facebook them us.
Absolutely.
Insta the Twitter them, all of them, all to us. At Blow T Whistle 1 below WTWHSTLE1. But that will do it, ladies and gentlemen. That will end our show today. Thank you to Rob Brown for coming on with us. Fantastic interview. It was so good.
Absolutely.
You guys will be able to catch that interview. And we're going to let's throw just this segment in there, too. We're going to do all the segments. That's how we do it now. You'll be able to find this all back in our podcast platforms, all of them, not Quad Pod, because Quad Pod is
dead.
Forgotten.
Dead.
They're dead.
And you didn't put this luxurious face on it.
We will be back tomorrow, actually, because tomorrow works better for us than Friday, because all of our schedules.
I got too much to do.
Whack.
Yeah, he's got too much to do.
I got a kid to take care of on Friday.
He's got a child.
I gotta groom all this up.
Can we get her in on a show one time?
We have.
It's been a while. Let's do it again.
I don't know if she'd be down.
I can bring her. She'll play on her iPad.
Sports.
But all right. With that being said, for myself, Tyler Butterball Beaterball,
Andrew Pepe Valentin,
David Double D Dykstra.
This has been another great episode of Blow the Whistle on Sportstown. Oh my God, I'm doing it again. Twitch.tv/SportstownShy. Everyone out there, stay positive, be positive, surround yourself with positiveness, and positive things will happen to you. Talk to you guys all tomorrow. Later.